So that's, you are not telling us to pray in German now. or even in Egyptian, because it's the same way. But the fact of the matter is, Scripture tells us to pray in the Spirit and with understanding. We need to be intelligent when we utter things and not to be parrots and just repeating them.
But see, that's what's happened, unfortunately. In reality, in Christendom, that is what goes on. And even amongst us, we're finding, as we're admitting, that we are guilty of using some of these trimmings and we're using these words without sometimes fully understanding what we're meaning.
Well, brethren, I have to say this, although it is not recorded, it doesn't mean we cannot use it. Mm-hmm. So I think we all have this understanding. I think we all came to it. So what does it mean in his name? Just to add another thought to it, if you'll allow me, to bring an Old Testament example that might help us in that name. Remember, the Lord Jesus says, all power has been given to me. All power. So when we pray, we're expecting power behind it to accomplish what we have prayed for. And the Lord says, I will do. And of course, I'm talking under the conditions of what the brethren said. We're praying according to his mind. We're praying in full reverence to this blessed name. But then there is the power that comes with it. And that power is all in the Lord Jesus Christ. That power, that authority to accomplish all things is all laid in the person of the Lord Jesus. I want to give that example from the book of Esther that will help us in one sense to understand what is that in the name. I would like to suggest, by way of type, brethren, don't stone me, but just to clarify it. It is really the ring of the king. That once it is stamped, it was the power to be done. You see, it says in the book of Esther, chapter 8, I just want to read the verse. Verse 8. Write you also for the Jews, act like it in the king's name. That's the name. And seal it with the king's ring. When we are talking about the name of the Lord Jesus, it is really not as far as you and I are concerned. It is in the name of Christ as far as heaven is concerned. That heaven is willing and God is willing to move the universe for the name of Christ. Once everything is in accordance to his mind. So with it comes the authority to be done. And brethren, I like the thought. And I will do it. Christ says, and I will do it. So now we're talking about normal conditions. Everything is in the right way. But the problem with us is we don't accept when he doesn't. He says, and I will do it. But how he's going to do it, it's up to him. So often it says in prayer that when we pray in the name of Christ and we are in the right spiritual condition, often we accept the yes. Very rare we accept the no. Because our mind always goes to it, I want it. But dear brethren, when I'm saying in his name, not only the authority, but he's also going to bring with it that which is good for me. And he will answer all these things. But in light of what is good for you and for me and what is right before him. So think of that ring. Once it's stamped, everything will go through. And once the name of Christ is being uttered and acknowledged as far as heaven is concerned, you can rest assured it's going to go through. Whether with yes, no, wait, that needs to be seen. But he is the authority as far as heaven is concerned.
Sam has another question, as he was saying, just to clarify, is that, and whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14 John. If he shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. But when we go to the Epistle of James, chapter 4, it says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not. Because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not. because he asked Amis that he may consume it upon your laws. So what I believe, me personally, and I trust brethren have the same belief and understanding in regard to this subject, that the same Spirit, Lord, the Spirit of Lord Jesus in James is bringing out this thing. So, brethren, if we ask anything that we want to consume in our lust, then I don't think Lord Jesus would grant that for us. But whatsoever would bring glory and honor to the name of God and Father and to Lord Jesus, and that would bring encouragement and much of Christ amongst the brethren, I think Lord Jesus would do that. Thank you.
Which is really a great transition to the last section, right? Who knows the deep things of God? Who knows what God's plan is? Who knows what God's purpose is? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. It's the Holy Spirit who makes known to us what God's mind is through the Word of God. And so that's why we conclude this section with the thought of praying in the Spirit or directed by the Spirit. How can I bring and how can I make much of who the Father's name is and who the Son is? How can I make much of His name if I don't know who they are or what they're about? And who gives us that instruction? Who brings that to us? It's the Holy Spirit. We have, who have been saved, who have come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, have the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells within. He's that great teacher. He's the one who tells us, who wants to make known to us the deep things of God. He wants to reveal to us all the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And so when we think about this matter of prayer and how to get in the right attitude and the right mind and what the right focus is, we need the enablement of the Holy Spirit to do that. Ephesians 6 talks about praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It's by the Spirit's direction. He points us to the interest that will exalt and magnify the Lord Jesus. That's His ministry. He doesn't speak of Himself. He speaks of that which will magnify Christ. He will direct us in the desires that will make much of Christ. He will direct us in the desires that's going to hallow the name of the Father. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we talked about this matter of, you know, the witness of the Spirit with our spirit so that we can connect and align ourselves with what the Spirit of God knows to be of God's interest, knows of what it is to magnify and make much of Christ. The power in prayer, the power that's going to make our prayer lives step up a little bit, is when we shift the focus from our want and our need to the fact that we want to see God glorified in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to see much of Christ being made manifest. And so when we pray, that gives us a added level of focus, and we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to do that.
We understand that we also have privilege to pray to the Lord Jesus. As Brother Hugo has mentioned that we have privilege to pray to the Lord Jesus as we pray to the Father. How we end when we pray to the Lord Jesus? Because when we pray to the Father, we said, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's how we end usually. And I have this question. So when we pray to the Lord Jesus, how we end? And the other things...
Amen.
Nowadays, we hear that. Even when we worship the Lord Jesus every Sunday, some brothers and we submit our worship in the name of the Lord Jesus, and some brothers said, we submit our worship to you, but how we end, how we conclude when we pray or when we worship to the Lord Jesus.